The Pekiskwiwin project started in 2021 to 2023. That's when we got our first big grant from Canadian Heritage. And it started out, it wasn't called Pekiskwiwin yet, it was called Sharing Our Languages on Radio and Online. And we thought that was kind of a long, cumbersome, goofy name, so we came up with a better name. But we did a lot of thinking and talking to people about what would be a good name. And the story behind the Pekiskwiwin name is I was recording a session with Solomon Ratt, who's from Stanley Mission originally, but then spent 30 years in Regina teaching Cree for the First Nations University. He and a young fellow that he was mentoring from Kauai's First Nation, named Darian Adjikate, they were doing I was recording a Zoom conversation that they were having about and going through some teaching materials, and there was this mind map that Solomon showed. And so the mind map, you know, like where you've got kind of a things connected to a central hub or cog or whatever. And it was all in Cree, so I didn't understand any of the words, but there was this word right at the middle of this big mind map, and the word was Pekiskwiwin, and I thought, wow, that must be important. And so afterwards I said, what is that word that's at the center of everything? Because he had gone on to explain that that was at the center of all the teachings and all the kinship terms and all the, you know, fishing and seasons and absolutely everything. Every story came out of this word, and it was Pekiskwiwin. And it doesn't mean Cree language. There's a different word for that. It just means language. So no matter what culture or nation or language you come from, that word Pekiskwiwin means your language. And so it's English, Mandarin, German, Cree, Dene, like it's the word for all language. And so that became the name of the whole project, Pekiskwiwin.
Okay. So what kind of content does the Pekiskwiwin project have?
The original grant we got in that was from 2021 to 2023 from Canadian Heritage, Government of Canada, was for the languages of Saskatchewan. So we produced over 100 episodes of podcasts in Saskatchewan languages, so Soto or Nakawewin, Dene, Michif, Cree, and the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota languages. And those are all available on the Pekiskwiwin website, which is www.pekiskwiwin.ca. And this new grant that we've gotten, or this new grant from Canadian Heritage, expands that sort of geographical and the languages to all the languages of Canada. So I know that we won't do all of them in the next year, but we're making contact with people who speak Gwich'in and Tsilhqot'in and Mohawk and Mi'kma'ki, and working with a new expanded group of producers to do podcasts in their languages. So the idea is that, you know, after a whole, you know, after 2 years of working with Saskatchewan languages, we have developed, you know, strategies and, you know, just ways of doing training and assisting podcasters so that when they come to us with an idea for a podcast, we can help them to make it real, make it a reality.